Hi, welcome back to the What the Wealth podcast. I'm Jonathan Bednar, certified financial planner. Today I want to talk a little bit about giving and having that giver's mindset, that philanthropic kind of heart, and how that can impact your lives and others, and how we plan for that through a financial planning lens. A couple years ago, I had a client, and this came up recently because we did an annual review with them. But a couple years ago, this client had an unexpected inheritance come, pretty significant, about $1.5 million. And from that time, we've been navigating lots of financial planning issues, but one that's always been on their heart is giving. And how do we give? This has been a core value of theirs from the very beginning, kind of ingrained in their life is to give and to help others. And so now that they have this inheritance, the big question was, Jonathan, you know, how much can I give? You see, in the past, and really still to this point, they've given $100 here, $50 there, $200, you know, somewhere else. And while they feel like they're doing their part, they're helping, they're giving, they feel like they should be doing more, especially with this inheritance that they received a couple years ago. So, and this is on top of their tithing. They tithe 10% to their church, but they're just called to do and really feel, they find pleasure and enjoyment out of being able to help others who can't help them. So I know the Boys and Girls Club is a place that they like to help. They like to help people at their church. I mean, they just want to be able to be that foundation to people. And so when we were doing our annual review last week, they said, you know, basically this exact scenario, Jonathan, we've been helping people. We've been, you know, giving $100 here and $50 there. And, you know, every week when we get groceries, we buy some groceries and put in the food pantry section, you know, to give to people that are hungry. And so we help, but we feel like we could do more. There's more, and we're called to do more, and I'm just not happy. However, I'm not sure how much we should do. I don't know how much we should give. So as we unpacked that, I said, you know, Mr. and Ms. Client, you give what you're called to give. What's laid on your heart to give is what you give. And they understood that concept, but for them, they wanted a number that they could give without putting them at financial jeopardy. And they didn't know how to come up with that. And so what we did is some real simple back of the napkin math. They inherited $1.5 million. That money's all after tax, so it's non-retirement money. They can get to it very easily. You know, if they sell something, it will be a capital gain, but there's ways around this. We could make a contribution to a donor advised fund, which would be a non-taxable event to them. There's several ways we can make these charitable contributions. But again, their impact really wants to be centered around their local community. And so a big donor advised fund contribution that's going to go to a very well-known charity is fine and good, but that doesn't hit their community the way they would like to. And so what I suggested was, let's just take pen and paper or pen to paper, and let's do some math. On this $1.5 million account, if we take 2%, we're going to clip 2% in dividends off of this. And while dividends aren't guaranteed, you know, we've got a pretty good track record of companies that are paying these dividends, and we feel good about their likelihood that they'll continue to pay. But again, if one doesn't pay or one cuts or whatever, it's not going to be in the world. So we ran this 2% number. We multiplied the 2% by the $1.5 million. And that tells us that, you know, we can spend $30,000 a year pretty comfortably giving and helping others in their community. So instead of giving them, you know, $50 tip or buying someone $100 of groceries, they can make some bigger impactful gifts now. They could buy someone who really needs a car, a $10,000 car. You know, they can help someone who's struggling to pay for school, you know, some tuition. They can help a single mom with, you know, 3 months worth of her rent or three months worth of mortgage payments. We can make some pretty sizable gifts when we can put some pen to paper down and really think about what do we want to do? What do we feel like we're called to do? And how can we fit this into our financial plan without derailing our long-term retirement? These clients are still working. So there's still some questions around what do we need to do kind of for this last mile from now until the next 5 or 6 years until they actually choose to retire. But we want to go ahead and start making these charitable gifts now. And so it's really easy just to sit down and have an open, honest conversation with each other. I can guide and make recommendations, but I got to have some feedback on, you know, really, what are you trying to accomplish? We have hundreds of clients that we serve, and while there's some similarities interwoven between each client or their households, every story is actually different. And so what might be good for one client might not necessarily resonate totally with another client. And so taking some of these strategies and implementing them gives this client the confidence that we're still on track to retire. You know, that's not going to derail our long-term vision, our long-term plan. We're still going to have money for retirement. We're still going to be able to help kids and grandkids in the future. We're going to be able to do the things we want to do, but we're also going to be able to impact positively the lives of others in our community today. And so it's really, really incredible. It's really, really humbling to be part of these conversations with people who realize that, you know, they probably have enough and, you know, not knowing what the future holds, taking a little risk and investing back in the people in their community. And so you got someone that spends, I have no idea how much they spend, probably $1,000 a year, you know, in random $50 and $100 placements. And now they're going to be able to make a really huge impact on people around them. And it's contagious. You know, it makes you appreciate their hearts and their souls and them as human beings, because their drive and their passion is to be the rock and the foundation for others who may not have that. So really humbling, really encouraging to see. And just another example of the ways that we help people do and implement financial planning in their lives so that they can, you know, make those decisions and make them with confidence. So that's all for this podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day. Confident in your retirement. Thanks for joining me on another episode of What the Wealth. If you enjoyed the episode today, smash that subscribe button. It helps me more than you think. Also, if you found this episode insightful and a light bulb went off, share it. Your friend, Aunt Judy, the random guy in the office who's always talking about investments. Wealth isn't about just the cha-ching. It's about our choices, chances, and changing our financial futures. The information in this podcast is informational and general in nature and does not take into consideration the listener's personal circumstances. This podcast is not intended to be a substitute for specific financial, legal, or tax advice. You should consult the approved, qualified professional prior to making a final decision. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Paradigm Wealth Partners is the other business name for Independent Advisor Alliance. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance, a registered investment advisor, Independent Advisor Alliance, and Paradigm Wealth Partners are separate entities from LPL Financial.